Today on Rappler. Pantaleon Alvarez apologizes for calling on the military to withdraw support from President Marcos. A Visayas-wide power outage is feared as 13 power plants halt operations. TikTok takes down 43 videos spreading health-related disinformation following a Rappler report. The University of Southern California cancels the valedictorian speech of a Muslim student. And ticket prices and seat plans are out for South Korean singer IU's Philippine concert. Former Speaker and Davao del Norte Representative Pantaleon Alvarez apologizes for calling on the military to withdraw support from President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. But Alvarez denies it was inciting sedition, saying, quote, "Sorry, I got carried away by strong emotions. I love the Philippines, especially Mindanao." He made the call during a rally in Tagum, Davao del Norte on Sunday, April 14. The rally was led by former President Rodrigo Duterte and organized in the aftermath of Malacanang's suspension of Davao del Norte Governor Edwin Hubahin. Alvarez says his remarks stemmed from his dismay over Philippine foreign policy in the West Philippine Sea. Justice Secretary Boyeng Remulla ordered a probe into Alvarez's statements to find out if it has risen to the level of sedition, inciting to sedition, or even rebellion. More outages are feared in the Visayas with a suspension of operations of 13 power generation plants, while 5 others are running at derated capacities. As a result, the National Grid Corporation of the Philippines says the Visayas power grid is left with a very thin reserve of only 190 megawatts. On Tuesday, April 16, the Visayas and Luzon power grids were placed under yellow alert during certain periods by the NGCP due to the power plants' operation suspensions. The NGCP calls on power consumers to exercise prudence in using electricity. Meantime, the Agriculture Department says 5 out of 6 provinces in Western Visayas are suffering from drought, with conditions anticipated to worsen this April. At least 5 localities in Negros and Panay are under a state of calamity due to the scorching heat and dry weather induced by the El Niño phenomenon. TikTok takes down 43 videos spreading health-related disinformation and terminated accounts found propagating this content. This after a Rappler investigative story shows TikTok is an emerging marketplace for false medical information and unverified health products. The Rappler story shows how health-related videos containing exaggerated or downright false claims have flooded TikTok since the platform started its TikTok shop in 2022. Rappler researchers find TikTok's report feature offers a limited selection of violations, making it difficult to push for takedowns of false health claims. But TikTok assures it continues to invest heavily in training tech and human moderators to detect, review, and remove harmful content. TikTok also asks users to report violations if they come across harmful content on the platform. The University of Southern California, citing safety concerns and passions around the Middle East conflict, cancels the valedictorian speech of a Muslim student. The valedictorian biomedical engineering major Asna Tabassum says she was being silenced by anti-Palestinian hatred for her views on human rights. USC Provost Andrew Guzman says the decision to scrub the traditional valedictorian address had nothing to do with freedom of speech and was simply aimed at protecting campus security. The provost says the intensity of feelings fueled by both social media and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East has escalated to the point of creating substantial risks. Tabassum challenges the university's rationale, questioning whether the decision is made solely on the basis of safety. She says the USC is caving to fear and rewarding hatred. The Los Angeles Times reports the decision was a first for USC. This is it, Filipino Uenas! Here are the ticket prices and seat plan for South Korean singer IU's upcoming concert in Bulacan. Organizer Pulp Live World announces ticket prices for the all-seated show range from 2,500 pesos to 12,000 pesos. Tickets will go on sale April 28, 12 p.m. through Pulp Tickets website. IU's one-night show will be held at the Philippine Arena in Bulacan on June 1. The upcoming Her concert will serve as the singer-actress's return to the Philippines in over 4 years, following her Love Poem concert held in Manila in December 2019. IU is best known for her songs 8, Blooming, Lilac, BB, and Good Day, among others. And that's today's wrap. I'm Nina Liu. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.